I done been to the river where I was reading, studying, and
sitting down. I said, "Well, these days, Dr. O'Malley, you're going to open up there and you're going to say, 'Open your computers.'" Yep. "Brother Harvey. Brother Harvey." You got to tell him, he talks like a Yankee, you know. "Brother Harvey. Brother Harvey." I said, "Yeah, play him up."
That's Southern talk. Yeah.
Well, that's just the way that's our culture. Two cultures, that too. But the thing about it is, when you cross those cultures, that book's still the same.
Yes, sir. Right.
That book don't change because I come up north.
That's right. Right.
That book's still the same down there. That's why I like him so much. He don't. I like his doctrine. I told him, I said, "Don't worry about it. He can get at it. I love it. He get at it." But the only reason I abide with Brother him is because he's got his doctrine. He's got the way right.
Amen.
Right. He's walking in the right way.
Amen.
Good. Yes, sir.
Doing it the right way. Well, I need to sit down. Hey, you know how to kill the thrill? If God don't. He's able, right? But if he don't, deliver. If he don't, I'm not bound.
Yes.
I'm not. That's how to chill the thrill. You want to chill the thrill? Now I introduced this priest. I preached Brother Sammy Allen to the people. I preached it on over there where he said, if you're ready, he said, when you hear the sound, then do it. Now I preached on Monday night. Are you ready? You see Monday Night Football? I know Monday Night. You see them? Are you ready? Hear that blowing, shooting up? You know it's Monday Night Football. You say you watch it? No.
Right. Amen.
Well, what do you know about it? I search out things to make sure what it's not right.
That's right.
I look and see if I even know about all that. That's
right. I look it over because I see where we're not right. Brother. I don't look it over.
You're on my stinking flesh. Amen, brother. Well, amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? The day we're living in? The hour of the music? All kinds of it? He done told you what music's really about. I wrote all that down. That's pretty good. I need some of that kind of information. Amen. I won't preach it, but I like it. Amen. You know, what do you do? I do just like his. It's wrong. He told you. He named it. He showed you where he's at. He pointed it out.
Sure did.
He pointed it out. He named them. They get you in trouble.
That's all you can do, name things. Yeah. I mean, now you ain't come to my church. You name things.
He wore it up. I like it.
Yes, sir.
You said, what happened? You're guilty.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, "What did I do about it?" Don't do it. Simple. Repent.
That's it.
You say, "How many times I got to repent?" I don't know. Right. How long you might go until you owe you. Sometimes I can go pretty long on some things.
Right.
But after a while, it'll hit me, you know, and it'll get me. And I say, "Oh, God."
Yes, sir.
You don't do that.
Yes,
you don't say, "Oh."
Yes, I'll help.
Because you grieve the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
right. And he was your companion. He was your power. He was your strength. He's the one that kept you. Yes. He's the one that moves you. He's the one that gives you the strength to overcome it. He's the one that lets you pass by that. He's the one that helps you turn that off. He does it in you. What do you got to do? Will to do his will.
Yes.
Choose to do what he wants.
Yes.
Choose that truth that you know about. I'm not going to do it. By the grace of God, by the help of the Lord, I'm not going to bow. Amen.
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 Yes, help us.
And that chill, that thrill.
That's right, brother.
That's chill, that thrill. Did somebody sing an old good song like y'all? You have a song y'all sung, man. Don't y'all seen how good it gets every time you start singing?
That's right.
Don't it get good?
Yes, sir, it does.
So it gets good. It make you want to preach. A good singing like that makes you want to preach.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You know, if you get like that in your church, you know, the pastor, he might come in having a hard time. You get to singing like that, you'll get to wanting to preach, you know. He'll get to wanting to preach.
Yeah,
can't you tell me, and Brother Ashford, I can't sit still. You act like that, that'll make me want to preach. I can't handle it.
Right.
Thank God you want to chill the thrill. Say, if God don't deliver me, I'm not bowing to that music. And not bowing. He will deliver me out of your hand, devil. When's he going to do that? One day a soul preacher's going to be gone. And he said, devil's going to say, where did he go? I went to heaven, buddy. I went to heaven. He said, where did that preacher go? I've left this whole world. That's how I get delivered.
Right. Right. Amen.
Be delivered then. But right now, what's your trouble? If he don't deliver me out of this place. If not, King, I'm not
bowing. Yes, sir. That's right.
I'm not bowing.
That's right.
He didn't bow. He didn't burn. You got to sing it right now. I don't need those. Just real fancy stuff. He didn't bend, he didn't bow, he didn't burn. That's us bunch of rednecks. I want to let you know something right there. In Vietnam, I'm not trying to be bad at you. It's just the way it is. I can't help it. I was promoted to a staff sergeant D6 in less than a year. I was field promoted. I received the Bronze Star as a U.S. All the four men that were in my platoon or in the company. Now, don't get mad at me. Two of them was from Tennessee and two of them was from Georgia. And I got to have another little understanding right up above my head up on a couple of hills called Jamestown was Alvin C. York. That's not putting down anything. I'm not trying to, but I want to let you know something. There's something that burned in them Southern boys. There's something that burned in them. They didn't worry about whether or not they were intellectually blind. They worried about whether or not I'm going to please God. There was a persuasion in them. They bowed old Brother Harold B. Sutner. When you think it's dead and dark and it'll never be, he'll go down in one of these hollers, pick up an old country boy, throw a King James Bible under his arm, and he'll say, go preach. Go preach, son. He'll come out of the woods with a King James Bible under his head. He'll be standing in the pulpit. He'll stand on the side of the street. He'll go down the road. He'll see all these people around here without God. Without God. They need the Lord. Oh, hell, they need the Lord. They need somebody full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I'm going to get out here at 12 o'clock because I'm getting home about 11.
And I'm an old man. Don't you boys think I still can't run?
That's right.
And it's a blessing to see so many young men. Everywhere I go, all I see is girls. Can't find any young men. Can't find them. And you all have that. You have the character of young men. I like it. You're a bunch of sissies.
All right.
Yes, help us, Lord.
I thank you for letting me come, brother.
Thank you for coming.
We're honored to have you.
It was under the will. It was God's will
yes,
for me
sir,
to be here.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to make every moment count in my last days. I'm going to make every moment count. I'm going to make every message clear.
Amen.
And I'm going to make every move that I do correct.
Good.
You can never be the man of the hour if you can't be the man of the moment. If you can't take care of it now, don't worry about tomorrow. Now, now, now. It'll always be now. Every day of your life, now, today, today, today. So don't look for anything different.
Yes, sir.
If I don't sit down, I've got 467 messages in me, and they're all called rabbits.
Donnie, stay here. Well, Donnie, back, please. Yeah. Sir, if you would, please. You're 72? 72. I know what it takes for Cherokee Southern Hillbilly to come to Seneca Yankee Lake.
I didn't know they were in the Senecas or anything.
They are. And they'll shoot arrows at you.
Really?
But what we see,
security.
They see.
I don't hope they don't throw no spears.
Well, nobody's picked it up anyway.
I know. Yes. Ain't nobody picked it up, have they?
No.
Ain't nobody picked it up.
But Donnie may never make it back to New York.
That's right.
Nah. I might not make it back to New York.
That's right.
At least one of you young men will take what he has.
Yes, I'll be cool.
He says he bothers you, she make you nervous?
Nope.
Not a bit. If I pastored a Mennonite church, I'd have him in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pastor anymore, but I'd have him in.
I don't say much as you do. You're worse than me. Lord help! I'm pussycat kind, you know. It took me 3 weeks to take that dump and get that piano nurse held out, you know.
Amen. And I didn't do that, son. He let it go, and I loved every minute of it.
I want you young people to line up here in the center aisle. If you consider yourself young, line up here in the center aisle. All of you, go quick. Young people, center aisle.
Let's go.
Just in case we don't see Brother Harvey in New York again, won't you come by and shake his hand and thank him?
That's right.
Everyone.
Yes, sir.
Then head on downstairs and get something to eat after shaking
his hand.